This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
So the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, September 19th, 2023.
Get her done.
Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brinny, and we can't wait to be ultra millionaires, mega millionaires.
We're rich.
Oh wait, so rich. Wait a minute. So are we buying tickets today for tonight's drawing?
Is that tomorrow's?
We have a ticket for tonight's drawing.
Oh,
that's the mega million,
right?
Because
one ticket, yeah.
Bryn is our only hope.
Thank you.
We only divide
Help me,
that Obi-Wan, one four
you're
ways.
My only hope.
But then job, we start Bryn. The seven people inclusion on
yes.
the
so
next
then
drawing.
Everyone who works at Alice is in on, we're
right.
all putting in $20, and that's for Wednesday's drawing of Powerball, which nobody won.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be well over $700 million.
Okay.
I would assume.
I can't wait.
Oh man, it'd be so great if we just won one of those $1 billion pots with the seven, and we could just all go. What do you say we all just rent a plane and go to Hawaii and figure out what we're gonna do with all this money?
I'll do that.
Oh, wouldn't that be so great? That's what you gotta do. You gotta go someplace calm and peaceful.
Are we saying goodbye?
Oh no, we said goodbye. This is the beginning of the secret show.
It is?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Remember
Did
you
I
read those
that?
Texts during the secret show? I mean,
that was the thing. Right.
Oh, all right.
It's
Sorry.
Okay. It's all right.
I get lost on the, okay.
We get lost in the money.
I know.
The idea of all the money.
I tell you something. That's the thing about the lottery. Like, obviously, none of us are ever going to win it. Of course, I'm lying because I think I'm going to. But it's.
We almost won that damn thing.
You know what? That, I think, is the closest we'll ever get. We got 5 out of 6 numbers, but we didn't get the right 5 out of 6 numbers.
Right.
And it's amazing that the difference between the 5 numbers we got and the 5 numbers we wanted was like $340,000. So we wound up getting like 13, 14 grand, something like that. It was not much. Split 7
well, by
ways.
By comparison, it was a major burn.
Huge burn, because for a full 5 minutes, we thought we had the $350,000.
Yeah. No, I called my real estate agent.
Yeah. Like I just came into money.
I'm about to. I got the down I've been trying to gather.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Boy.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. Let's do some secret show stuff.
Yeah. Secret show stuff.
What are you going to read
edging.
Me?
Edging is a thing.
Yeah. With the way you said it.
It's all different things like masturbatory edging where you get yourself to the end, back yourself off, get yourself to the edge, back
I think
yourself
most,
off.
I don't know. I can't speak for other guys. I definitely do that quite a bit. I'm usually trying to make it go for...
You're prolonging the magic, as Cake would say?
5 minutes from 5 to maybe 15, if I've got nowhere to be.
Oh.
Is it when you're, like, with yourself, though, or is it
it's
when you're...
Either. It's when you get
well,
someone
no, no, I know,
almost
I know
there.
The edging. I'm asking Vinny if it's, like, just trying to prolong it for... His wife or for
oh,
himself?
Oh, no. For myself. I have other
I
techniques. I have other techniques I use to outlast the missus.
Is that the goal, outlast the missus? Because
I want her to finish.
Right.
And if I see that she's getting close, often I can just, you know, look at her boobs and take her in a little more, and then I can finish right there.
With
but,
her.
But... And if I can't, if I've been holding back and she's like, you know, and then I always know she gets rid of the vibrator. That's
yes.
that's the tell. She's not
it's happened.
She's not
it's,
super right. dramatic about
no.
it.
Ow.
Yeah, she's not dramatic
Ow.
At all.
Ow.
But I know Ow. When she turns Ow. That thing off and Ow. Throws that aside that she's done.
Ow. Oh.
And I get to finish now.
Oh.
And if I've done that, I feel like I've done my job.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, like I'm really happy with. I will leave that session thinking I'm the man.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I pulled that off.
So you're proud of yourself.
I am proud of I am proud of myself. And I've as a young man, my poor first girlfriend, boy, she used to be like, really?
Are we done already? And by we, I mean you.
Yeah. I mean, there were times when I felt like pretty bad about it. Like, jeez. She'd just be like, okay.
So there was nothing in that for me.
Right.
Thanks.
And now he's at the skate park.
Well, it wasn't that I wanted to be good. I really did. I was trying. But controlling that thing is a lot harder than people think.
Well, especially when you're 16.
You have full control of that thing when you were 16?
No, my methods were always to...
Drink?
No, well, that...
That actually became really useful for me. That became the way I controlled that.
But my
actually.
Tool was, you know, kind of getting myself for a little while, you know, a couple times.
Oh, beforehand, yeah. That's still
clear
one of
the chamber
techniques.
Out a few times, I mean, right.
I can't say I don't do that now.
Yeah, poor John. He should have done that over the weekend.
Oh, because he went too quick?
It was just over before it even...
Well,
it was like, oh,
you know
yay,
what's,
it's
you
over.
Know what's woo. Really cool, and I understand probably including Christina... I don't care. I like the appointment. It works for me, and it works. Like, we know where we're supposed to be, and it's going down. And I can kind of be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like the best case scenario for me. I think she'd like a little romance, a little buildup, a little flirting, a little like, by the time nighttime comes around, it's on. Except nighttime comes around and she falls asleep. So, like,
she
that
actually
just...
Holds.
That's just a freaking joke, that whole like romantic notion right. That this should be.
Well, after a long, hard week, you lay down on a couch on a Friday night.
Bye.
The end. That's the end of that.
Right.
You know, I was actually thinking that while your mom was here, and obviously this was
She's
not.
She's leaving as we speak, yeah.
This was not the week for it because you had a whole other thing going on. But when you have a sitter or whatever, you should just book a hotel, go to dinner, take her to the hotel, fuck the shit out of her, clean up, get the hell, go home. You know, then now you haven't gone home, you haven't had to deal with the kids or put anybody to sleep, and you just, you know, for $150 you book a shitty hotel room. And
well, actually, we have a place we can go to, so that's out of the that's happened before, but not nearly as much as I'd like.
You just need to not even ask her, just drive there.
It's so smart,
woman.
Sarah.
I want to fuck the shit out of you right now. I've been watching you, thinking about sticking my dick in. Oh, super hot for you right now. Get in there and get your clothes off. Vulgar. I'm going to smush myself all over you.
You really should be a boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know that that would
that
work.
That was really good.
That, okay. Let's read some bad advice.
Thank you.
There was one that was responding to yesterday's show saying that.
Oh, you got a response in there?
We gave horrible advice again.
Oh, I don't even remember yesterday's show. What happened?
Yesterday, what was it about? It was about the soccer dad that was.
Oh, yeah.
The double spaces.
Oh, right. And, so she felt like she knew who her secret admirer was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is very interesting. And I didn't consider this at all.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I think you severely overlooked an option for yesterday's bad advice. I think the wife and husband are possible swingers looking for a third. And that's why she responded with, oh, he has an app with a second phone number to do pranks when she was confronted. Just a thought. Love you guys.
Well,
I
listen,
know. It actually
makes
sense.
For the record, you should understand, at least from me, I won't speak for anyone else here. I'm fucking square, okay? I have not been around.
Yep.
I mean, especially...
I don't consider that.
Especially in the Bay Area or San Francisco specifically, where the Folsom Street Fair happens.
Sure.
And they don't even do... What was the one they used to do?
The Exotic
Erotic.
Erotic. Like, there's a lot going on here that I have not partaken in. And it's not because I just am prude, I guess.
It's not even that you're... you're a prude. It's that, that's, you know, you're satisfied with what, you know, your, the parameters of what you're, are acceptable to you.
And I also have, look, I do think about my career. I, things come up in my mind where I think, should I be at that? I shouldn't. It's probably not the right thing for me to do.
You would have been fine when you were younger and single. I there's no reason you couldn't go and be like, ah, I had this crazy time. But now it just isn't a hot look when the guy who's married with little kids is like, yeah, I blew off my wife and family and went to the exotic erotic ball.
Yeah, that would be weird. Anyway, I don't do that kind
of
stuff.
Lots
of
people swing, though, way more than we think. And I know of real big disasters that have happened and other people who seem to just be doing it and going along with it. And it never crossed my mind that that could be...
Not mine either.
And it's actually an extremely interesting... If, let's just say, these people were swingers. So if you listen to yesterday's show, let me see if I can find the actual note. Because the... Hold on. Oh, cum slut. Hilarious. I'm looking at my red folder. So 33-year-old married mother of three... Start getting texts from an unknown number. Hey, beautiful, I'm your secret admirer, thinking about you, etc. There are two spaces between each word. And I do know another guy, a dad, of like on the soccer team thread, who does two spaces between each word. I think that's a way. And then he's got this supposed second phone that he pranks people with. I think he specifically puts two spaces between each word so that you will know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I agree. I think that that's true. I didn't think, though, that the wife was in on it and that they were trying
to get
a third.
But if we're presuming that these two are swingers and now you call and the wife is ready to sort of feel you out.
Right.
And so she... brushes it off because you're clearly not into it.
Right.
And she's like, okay. Oh, that's just a little jokey joke. But if you were like, hey, just wondering because I swing.
Well, that actually makes me feel better in that at least the wife in that scenario
isn't getting fucked over.
Yeah, a donkey. Like she's part of the
party
deal. All
right.
Okay. I hope you're right.
And I hope
so too. I hope it doesn't come off the wrong way. I think people should be, grown adults should be able to do what they want with other consenting grown adults. Just because I don't doesn't mean I don't think you should. I'm not nearly capable of all that stuff for a number of reasons. One, I worry about getting caught in a scenario that could affect my job. I also worry all the time about catching something.
Well, that
your
would
COVID,
be...
COVID, your herpes, whatever you got, I don't want it.
That's the thing. Okay, you got COVID or you got something treatable with an antibiotic. But if you bring home herpes, there's really only one way you got that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not... It's hard to explain that. That's from a toilet seat. No, it's not. It's from...
The toilet seat at work is hideous.
Yeah, it's hideous.
My bad.
People like rub their crotches all over it. Including me. I do it too. I don't know why I do that, but everyone just does it. It's like the way.
No, I can see that being true. Good point, Texter.
Yeah, and really good point,
that's
Texter.
That's one of the reasons why this system works. There's a checks and balances. We do our version of truth, someone comes in and says, you dingbats.
You guys are dummies. But other times people go, oh my God, I can't believe you are such a good therapist.
Again, there's things that I have a insight into where I'm able to sort of go, oh, I kind of see that. And others where I'm clearly clueless.
Right. Well, and, you know, you get a problem thrown at you. I find sometimes if we all give our first reaction, we can boil it down sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like by the time it gets all the way around...
Yeah.
We go, okay, to sum it all up, I think we can
a little bit of Sarah's there, mostly Vinny's, and tiny bit of A-ho's, and that all makes sense.
No, none of A-ho's. Don't
you know,
oh my gosh, I have good stuff sometimes.
To be honest, sometimes I see the thing I'm about to say, and I wait and let everyone talk, and I'm just holding it and seeing if it comes out. Other times, I have no idea, and I'm waiting because I have no idea. But
I never know what the answer is to that question. Is he holding or is he just not know? I guess I'll go. Okay, this one is not sexy.
Okay.
But it is about something that is very, three of the four people in this room own homes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a home ownership, a home buying.
Oh my God.
They would like some advice about that. Okay. So here we go. I would love advice from y'all, regarding the very unsexy topic of home buying, which, by the way, it isn't sexy unless you're into real estate or looking for a house currently. And then it is sexy. Then it's like you want to hear
all
everything.
You can think about.
All you can think about. I want to get a house.
Especially
I'm trying to figure it out.
In Brazil.
Right.
Yeah.
Get my credit score. Go. You don't need that in Brazil, I guess. Just, you know, can't you just build? Can't you just like find a place to squat in Brazil and just like, you know, grab some like driftwood and make yourself a little. You're right there on the beach.
I know,
what
I feel
else
like
do
I
you
could.
Need?
Oh, I'll get back to you on that one.
Set some traps in the jungle and eat some forest animals. I don't know. Have a fire. I don't know. Do you even need money there? No one knows. It's a mystery.
Yeah, you okay. don't need money there.
So, I know the joys of home ownership. Yeah, the joys.
And the, go on.
And the nightmares. But it has always been my dream to own my own home since I was a little girl. Even more than a career or marriage or kids. And now, here I am with all of the above, except for the house. My husband and I have been renters since college, and now at the ripe old age of 36, with an active Hulk toddler and a good chunk of savings, we are both itching to start the home search. Living in the Bay Area currently, we know it might not be feasible to own a home here. Our salaries are good, but not great. So we are keeping an open mind on where we may end up. And unfortunately, right now, fucking blows. Like, the interest rates are outrageous right now.
Buffalo, Detroit, Ann Arbor.
Still big interest rates. You're just going to be paying a lot less for
I'm
the house.
I'm just kidding. It's
You're
from
not
that
wrong.
Earlier story, though.
I love that story. Those are all going to be waterfront, warm properties. This could be like the new tropics. And the equatorial Earth will be unlivable.
Let's
and the water there will be boiling.
Let's please hope that's thousands of years away.
Okay. Let's please hope that. So they've been renting, and now they're looking. Living in the Bay Area, we know it may not be feasible. So we are keeping an open mind on where we may end up. Luckily, hubby works remotely, and my smaller salary basically only pays for daycare here. Sigh, but that's another story. The issue... We are super green. We know nothing about the home buying process. In doing some online research, the amount of information out there is so overwhelming, and we don't have any local connections to help us out at all. We have recently been pre-approved for a home loan. Our credit scores are awesome, not so humble brag. But what we were given doesn't really sound all that great, and our monthly payment would be way more than what we're paying in rent right now, which is disheartening after so many years of diligently saving up. I know most of you own your own homes. Can you share how you got started and what helped guide you through the process? Do you have any suggestions on what kind of homework we need to do to know our stuff or who we should talk to? We two dummies are in desperate need of a shepherd. For now, I guess we're stuck in our little rental, which we're enjoying with all the birthdays, baby memories, backyard picnics, and blowjobs. Oops, I guess this did have a little sexy in it after all. Thanks for reading. E. Because I don't know if she wants me to say her name now that she threw blowjobs into it. P.S. Not giving me a number because talking on the phone gives me anxiety. A la Sarah. Bye. Okay, so first of all, here's how I started. In St. Louis, my house was $93,000. My monthly payment was like $491. And there's a thing called first-time homebuyers help. I think it's called like FHA program. It's a program and it is apparently a helpful, it's like a backup for a loan for you. It's almost like the government backs you so you can put down a lot smaller of a down payment and finance more of the percentage of the house. Now, I don't know. There are restrictions with that. And at your age, you might not be able to get that. But that's where I started. I started in a place where you could afford a house. I think between me and John, we made probably $70,000 together. That was my first real job in radio, a full-time midday gig, and I was making $33,000 a year, and John was working at the airport and like doing luggage. And so we were able to afford it because the fucking houses there were cheap. That house was beautiful, tiny, two-bedroom, one-bath, all hardwood floors. It was 100 years old, all brick. Oh, man. So St. Louis is an option. Could go there. It's not much more expensive than it was then. Because that was like 93, I think we bought that house. So, yeah, I think if you think you're going to start in Silicon Valley, you're probably not gonna. I don't know how much you've got saved up, but it's safe to say you're gonna be moving to the far burbs.
Here's what this is the thing that I can add to this. Sarah's certainly the expert when this is all, where all this is concerned. First and foremost, people will tell you buy as much house as you can and, you know, really get.
Because it's just going to grow.
Right. I understand that. Except that often to get as much as you can, you may be finding yourself so far from the place you actually work. And now you have to start considering what your quality of life is.
Yep.
And while I I'm a native Californian, I grew up surfing, I grew up on the beach, I grew up with these things that to this day are incredibly important. They're very much a part of who I am.
Your lifestyle
as a person
requires those.
Right. So, but I have lived elsewhere. And don't get me wrong, because that's what I'm getting at here, which is while California is me in every possible way, I also moved to Philly to work with Sarah. That's how we started. And I also lived in Oregon for a while to get restarted after I fucking torpedoed my whole life. So what I'm getting at is there are other places in this world that you could go get a house, a lot more house for a lot less money.
Right.
So you have to look at what is important to you. If commuting is acceptable, at your age, you're truly looking at least 30 years of commuting if you're going to buy that house and stay there.
Right.
Now, not everybody does that, but I'm saying that's kind of what you're accepting as a reality. And you may find yourselves in 20 years going, this is as much house as we're going to be able to ever afford in California. So I wouldn't want to marry myself to that. I ended up buying where I did because it was a lot less expensive than, say, Burlingame or Millbrae.
Oh, you got three times
San
the house.
Carlos. Yeah. Or now, here's the next piece of that puzzle. We bought out in the sticks, far away. I have a lot of commuting to do, but I know that my career is, you know, I'm in my 50s. I have a lot less time to commute than, say, someone in their 30s would. But we're on the edge of a forest now, and we're having trouble getting home insurance. Mm-hmm. So the other thing you have to consider, which most people don't, you truly find yourself going, oh my God, it's perfect. Let's put in an offer and we'll take it. And there's like this weird pre-qualified, get ready. We're putting in an offer. Consider where you're at. Can you insure that home? In California, there are places that are in flood, like low-lying flood areas.
And if you're doing a mortgage, it's required. And that is expensive insurance.
I'm getting rolled right now because we're on the edge of a forest.
So you're having the homeowner's fire danger kick up.
We're having people say, no.
We're not going to insure you.
It's not... You know, here's a price that, you know, you can't afford. They're just saying no. So
there's also earthquakes. And that is a lot of times optional, but also insanely expensive to have. And if you don't have it, how much it will cost
you. I'm not trying to talk you out of it, but I'm saying Sarah lives in a low-lying area. I live on the edge of a forest, which is forget the term they use to deny us.
But, high fire danger.
Yeah, whatever. So consider those things because you might be saying I'm living the American dream, but you might also find yourself a year in going, holy, we can't get insured.
I would also say, let's say you get past all that stuff. The kind of mortgage you get really matters. If you get an adjustable rate mortgage, because it's so tempting, because that first year or whatever is an affordable rate. It's a lure. And it is also, you might end up losing that house because the adjustable rate is usually tied to whatever prime is. And it's very high right now. And it could go up it just could be completely unaffordable. And then all this money and all this anxiety and all these things that you've done and all the hoops that you've jumped through all go out the window. And now you have a fucking bankruptcy in your back pocket to show to everyone. And I hope that we're not completely putting you off this, because there is nothing like owning your own home. I remember John and me in St. Louis and realizing that we were in our own house. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like we came to in our basement playing pool down there. I'm like, no one's coming over. No one is on. No one's asking
mom
us for
and dad
rent.
Aren't
mom,
coming
there's
home.
No mom and dad. There's nothing. Right. This is like, this is incredible.
Well, that's so what I was trying to share with you is that I know it may have come off a little bit scary. I wasn't trying to be scary about it. I'm just trying to say there are other places, other states in this union of states that you could consider where you would have the money to be able to buy. Now, that means you can you get a job there?
Right. Well, he can work remote, she's saying.
So then that's a big deal. Right. That's a really big deal, because you could go to Eugene, Oregon, where I lived for 4 years, and have an incredibly happy lifestyle. You don't have
rains
long commutes.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying,
rainy.
There's a lot of upside to outside of California.
Yes.
And there's even upside to the outer reaches in California.
Sure.
As long as you don't find yourself getting called back into work permanently.
Right.
And now,
nope, you have to be here every day.
That no problem, no commute thing turns into a 2+ hour drive each way.
Right. I would say you're doing the right things. You're saving your money and you're enjoying your life in your rental. And I would say continue on with that and wait for interest rates to improve. You just don't want to be. And that's another thing, too. Like, a lot of people think they're going to refinance after a couple of years. You know, we get this really low interest rate on this adjustable loan. And then you find that you actually your house hasn't improved. The value hasn't gone up enough for you to be able to refinance. And now you have to pay this higher rate. I say wait. That's just my advice. Wait until the rates come down. And,
the rates are
and consider
insane.
all these other things.
Blim?
Yeah, I have a lot to say, but we have to go.
No, we don't. Go ahead.
I would certainly look into the FHA loan. There's so many government agencies out there that will help.
That can help, yes.
You can look it up on Google.
All kinds of programs.
What I was going to say is I was lucky enough to have my mom as my agent, and she knows everything, so I just kind of trusted her, and of course you trust your mom. But also, if you find an agent, you kind of can pick their brain, but also not trust everything they say, because they know what they know, right? So in general, find what you like. Do a bunch of research, as much research as you can, and because your take on this property is going to be different than the agents or anybody
else. They're
also else's.
Essentially a salesperson.
They are.
They're going to try
they
and
are,
sell
but they're
you
knowledgeable.
They
I
are.
Mean, so shop around and then do your research and also crunch those numbers.
Yeah.
Crazy crunching.
Mm-hmm.
So you can afford the thing and not go bankrupt.
Yeah, you don't want to end up fucking yourself with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things is if you get... And I'm one who would say, go with the house. For me, I would say go with the house. But there are people who would go, I got this house and I got no fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none. Like, I can't go on vacation. To me, I'm good with being home, having my place. I know where I'm going to go surf. I'm fine with that. I can entertain myself most days. I got a guitar I play.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's the move. But there are people who would go, if I don't get the fuck out of this town at least 3 times a year, I'm going to kill somebody.
Right.
Well, you may not have the money for that.
Because we also haven't talked about property taxes, which mm-hmm. are incredibly expensive. All these things that pack on top of whatever your payment's going to be. I do think that I appreciate homes and the value and the investment that is. And I have said so many times to John, let's sell everything and just move into a rental. Because then you know what you pay? Your rent.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I guess, you have your renter's insurance. And that's all. You're not paying the property taxes. You're not paying the insurance. You're not paying for all these things. And you're living your life. You know, your landlord doesn't want you to move out. They want to keep getting that money every month. And it's less than you're going to pay on a mortgage in the same neighborhood, I guess, especially with the interest rates right now. I've often thought it would be such a lightening of the load to not be paying all that, to realize the gain. If the house is great.
Whatever, right.
Right, whatever it's worth now, sell it, take that money, and use that money to rent something that we don't have to, that you don't have to worry about it. The toilet explodes, you know what you do? You know how when you're renting and the toilet explodes, you go, ah, yay, your toilet just exploded. I got it, I'm leaving for work, bye. And then someone comes and fixes the toilet because it's somebody else's property.
Right.
That's your job. That's the joys of home ownership. Yeah, I hope we've talked you out of it. Just save money for a while. Don't do it now.
Well,
oh, I'm terrible.
If you can find something, I think it's a good move. But consider the things we're mentioning. I mean, I truly am finding myself going, "What are we? How are we going to get insured?"
Right. Is that really an ongoing thing right
now? Here's the story in a nutshell. This company said, I called them 4 months ago. And she goes, I can't get you your policy until 30 days before your current one expires. So call me back 30 days before your expiration. I said, okay. Called them back.
So you'll be well and truly fucked.
Well, and then she said, here's the price. And I said, I'll take it. I'm paying in full for the year. Sent them the money. Last week, they came back and said, we're so sorry. You're going to have to get supplemental insurance. What we've offered you only covers you for the inside of your home, not your structure. And I'm like,
what?
You never fucking said that to me.
And also that
we
amount of money for the interior?
I paid that money to you to be covered from day one going forward. And I've already checked this off my list. What are you doing? Yeah. This is bait and switch. Like you're changing the price after the fact. Well, this is the way it's got it. And I'm like, okay, well, fine. I'll keep that, what do you call that, that thing in the fire. And then I turned right around and started talking to people. And my mom goes, oh, I have your solution.
Oh.
Are you in ARP? And I'm like, fuck no.
Why not?
Because I refuse to accept that I'm that old.
Oh.
But then I said, all right, I'll join ARP. She goes, join ARP. That place will absolutely insure you. Do not worry. So I joined ARP. I called the place that insures. And the guy goes, oh, we can't insure that. You're in a fire area. And I'm like, well, the whole state's a fucking fire area. It's California. Mm. I mean, what was that? Where was the campfire? The Chico area?
Paradise? Oh, no, that was just the Paradise Fire.
Mm-hmm, that was the Paradise
Fire. Oh, whatever okay. It was, I'm sure that's like, no one expected that whole place to go up.
Coffee Park, is that what you're thinking of?
I don't know what I'm thinking of. There's been enough huge fires.
Huge fires wiping out
the
neighborhood.
And they're not all
right.
In the forest, you know? I mean, those were communities that got wiped clean. So anyway, my point is, I just went, it was like, so it's a no. Yeah, it's a no. We don't need to talk
anymore.
You're
like, Mom, you just made me join ARP.
Well, I'm just saying that's the kind of thing that Californians are going through right now.
No,
I'm not
that's
alone.
Terrible. No. So you're going to have to pay through the nose for your old insurer who just came back to you with their hand out for more.
For more. That's what's going on out there. And I bought where I bought because it was less expensive. That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
The place that I put an offer in Burlingame, they came back to me and said, oh, that whole structure in the backyard was built without permits. And I'm like, the whole structure is an entire carriage house.
Yeah. That's a guest house for the property.
I'm not tearing that down when they say, sorry, you didn't use permits. You can't have that.
Mm.
So I pulled my offer and went, fuck that. I'm not going to. What am I supposed to do?
You just do what the people who lived there before you do. You just move into the house and the unpermitted structure and you just keep your mouth shut about it.
Yeah, grow more trees.
Grow more trees, block it out.
What do you mean? What happens when the inspector comes through and goes, hold on?
The inspector has nothing to do with it.
What the hell?
The inspector
are you
works
doing?
For you. They just do an inspection. They go, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's good. Yeah. You've talked about this before. You didn't need to pull that, but.
Hey, they're on their way up right now. We got
okay, great. We're going to, I just blew Vinny's mind. He doesn't look happy
I don't think
all.
You're right, though. The inspector's for the people with the loan and all the other stuff.
Are you talking about the appraiser?
The city guy who comes
the city,
through.
The city guy might, but then you could back out at that point.
Well,
but usually
anyway.
They don't. If it's existing and everything's fine with it, you'd be
anyway,
fine.
You gotta be
gonna
careful.
Do
it is a roll of the dice. Yeah,
it's a roll of the dice.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna go meet important people in this building.
Have a great day,
building.
You guys.
Bye.
Send your emails to Brandon@radioalice.com. Give me the magic words.
The end.